All right, strap in, everybody. We are diving deep into L.A. Allegory. This movie is, well, it's a mystery wrapped in intrigue with a little bit of Hollywood magic sprinkled on top.
And we are here for it.
We've got a log line, a poster, and a whole lot of questions.
Sounds like my kind of movie. What have we got?
Okay, so picture this. Los Angeles, but not the L.A. we know, and let's be honest, are slightly obsessed with on our phones. This is pre-social media, pre-smartphones, like we're stepping back in time.
Ooh, I like that. A little bit of a time capsule.
Exactly. It's L.A., but different. And that's where we meet Diego, our protagonist. He's this young actor, hungry for success, but he's navigating a world without the constant, you know, validation or, let's face it, the pitfalls of social media.
And that right there is the interesting bit. How does that impact his ambition? Do you think it makes him more driven? Or does it actually lead to more genuine connections, like the one he seems to have with Georgia?
Ooh, good point. Georgia, who, by the way, is described as this incredibly captivating and talented woman, but also there's a little air of mystery around her.
Can't forget about Mr. Zaragoza, though. Every good story needs a little enigma. And this guy, he just screams enigma.
Oh, he's definitely a wild card in all this.
Yeah.
And speaking of wild cards, we've got to talk about F. Paul. He's Diego's acting coach. What do you make of that name?
Oh, come on, F. Paul. It's like the writers wanted us to know this guy is more than just a mentor. It's like they're practically waving a giant, pay attention to this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Is he a true mentor guiding Diego on his path to stardom? Or does he have his own agenda? And then there's the title, L.A. Allegory, which, let's be honest, is not exactly subtle.
Not subtle at all. When I hear allegory, I immediately think there's a deeper meaning at play. So we're talking about L.A., but it's more than just a city, right? It's a symbol. What do you think it represents?
Right. It's like L.A. becomes this character itself representing, I don't know, the pursuit of fame.
Yeah.
The illusion of success. I mean, it's a city known for both. What do you think?
Definitely both. And this brings us to those scientists of imagination mentioned on the poster. I mean, what if they're the ones pulling the strings of this allegory?
Ooh, I like where you're going with this. It's like the filmmakers are inviting us to be part of their experiment.
Right. An experiment about ambition, connection, and the price of fame, all set in a city that thrives on those very things. And you know what else adds to this whole vibe? The fact that they shot this film on cinefilm, not digital, actual film.
Which, in today's world, come on, that's a statement.
A huge statement. They could have shot this digitally, made everything look all sleek and modern, but no, they went old school.
It makes you wonder what kind of look and feel they're going for. What pops into your head when you think about films shot on film?
Well, for me, it screams a certain rawness, almost a grittiness. It makes me think about classic indie films. I'm talking like John Cassavetes, that sort of raw, intimate storytelling style. I get the feeling L.A. Allegory might be going for something similar.
And that just makes me think that every single choice in this movie, from the setting to the characters to the way it's shot, is deliberate. So knowing that, what do you think Diego finds at the top of this pre-smartphone Hollywood? And what's beyond that climb?
Now that is the million-dollar question, isn't it? This L.A. allegory has us hooked, that's for sure.
Hooked and ready for answers. To all our listeners, if you've got theories, we want to hear them. Until next time, stay curious.